B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What we like to do every day at 12:20, since there are no games, is to play back a sporting event from the past. Now, we'd be going in order with the 4-for-4 squads, giving you Eagles and Sixers and Phillies and today Flyers. Let us go back to May 4th, 2000. Flyers at Penguins. It's the Eastern Conference semifinals. The Penguins lead the series 2-1. Now let's go to game 4 in Pittsburgh. Flyers need this game desperately to even the series against the hated Penguins. On the call, Steve Levy, ESPN. That's right, ESPN Hockey. Here's Steve Levy setting the scene in Pittsburgh.
Underway from Pittsburgh. Will the series be 2-2 headed back to Philadelphia? Oh, the Penguins have a commanding 3-1 lead as the series shifts on Sunday to the city of brotherly love. The Penguins come out in their home white uniforms, the Flyers in their alternate third sweaters, their road black uniform.
Now, the amazing thing about it, and a little bit later, we're going to have Brian Boucher to talk about this epic game, one of the great games in the history of the Flyers. We forget it was a low-scoring game. It was tight. It was white-knuckle. But the first goal of the game came 2 minutes and 22 seconds into it.
11 times this season, Delmore was either recalled or reassigned from the Philadelphia Phantoms, the AHL. And what a way to make his mark in postseason play. Not just one goal, but a two-goal playoff game. Here's Kovalev. Let's go score! There it is! Alex Kovalev! And he's given Pittsburgh the 1-0 lead.
Well, the team that has scored the first goal in this series has won all three games.
Wow, that early Alex Kovalev, 2 minutes and 22 seconds. Penguins up 1-0. You went, oh, no, no, no. Can you guess the Flyer that Levy was referencing earlier who got shuttled back and forth in the Phantoms, Junis?
No, I can't. I heard the name, but it just went right through one ear out the other.
Andy Delmore. Andy Delmore was the guy. All right, then in the first period, Flyers had the man advantage with Kasparaitis in the penalty box.
Oh, I hated that.
What a name.
Oh, my God. And they had chance after chance, but they are stoned by that Ron Tugnut.
Here's Delmore feeling confident in his shot. The stop by Tugnut. Why shouldn't Delmore be confident? After he scored the game winner in overtime, game number 3. Cross for Delmore, gets it back now. 10 seconds left on the power play. Launcher, hit the post, and the rebound over the net. Look like Tocchet might have gotten that deflection. Wraparound attempt that time is blocked and knocked aside. And Roosevelt moves it ahead to center. Kasparaitis is out of the box. Penguins able to kill it off, but just barely.
Oh, man. That's awesome. All right, so Flyers with the man advantage again. Another power play. Chance after chance. Oh, can't get it done. Take a listen.
Out ahead from Lankow. Gets too far. Rolls off the stick, but he gets around Janssen. Good play by Lankow. Here's McGillis' shot. Another block by the Pittsburgh defense there, as it's clear. Hey, when we talked about the Flyer woes on their power play, this wasn't a mediocre power play during the regular season, folks. They were the second-best power play in the NHL. They got it going in the regular season, got it going in the first round. They have been shut out with a man advantage here in the second round against Pittsburgh.
How about it? Struggle. I remember you're like, they gave you fits on the power play. Come on, 88. That's okay. With the game in the third period, and the Penguins still clinging to that 1-0 lead. No change in the game. Flyers yet another power play. And they get off the schneid.
And the puck is in the corner. Delayed penalty. It'll go against Pittsburgh now. And as Janssen touches, we get the whistle and the call. 15:17 left in the third. Penguins by one. This would be a good time for a Flyer power play.
And it's a little bit stiffer. Two completely different gloves, same make.
Shot, score! Off the faceoff, deflected. The Penguins are arguing it was touched with a high stick. And it looks like we're going to go upstairs for a review. The immediate indication from the referee was we'll go upstairs. And there's Rob Schick, and we'll take a look. 4 seconds into the power play, a clean faceoff win by Philadelphia, and a shot that beat Ron Tugnutt.
How about it, John? LeClair gets it. It's good. Did you forget about the, and I did, 2000, they were looking at the replay upstairs. All right. The game's tied at one. Third period. It's getting white knuckle time. But all of a sudden, the Flyers start playing sloppy their own zone. Bailing them out, however, LaBouche. He was a beast in net after a turnover in their own zone. Jágr tried to sneak one past Bouche, but he was denied. Listen up.
Kovalev jumped on it, covered. He scored on Pittsburgh's first shot of the game to give the Penguins a 1-0 lead. Philadelphia has tied the game on their 23rd shot on goal in the hockey game. Here's Jágr. Shot stopped by Boucher as he looked to his right. Some sloppy play now in the Philadelphia end. And Jaromir Jágr nearly made Boucher and the Flyers pay. We're still tied at one.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Still tied at one. And like this series, which was a great epic series against the Penguins, it would go into overtime.
Interesting philosophies. Checking line for Philadelphia. Scoring line on for Pittsburgh. Except Jaromir Jágr just lost a stick. Now he picks it up. Final 5 seconds. Castellanos and Berube going at it now. Jágr bump and the horn sound.
All right. So this began what would be a marathon. And like any time you have overtime, you have overtime chances. And instead of going 5 long overtime periods in an arduous war, it could have been over early. LeClair's got a chance just 30 seconds into the first overtime. Could he end it?
Who's going to be the hero tonight in Pittsburgh? Andy Delmore made his name a household name by winning game 3 in overtime. The rookie defenseman in a 2-goal game. Who's it going to be tonight? Rolls in on goal. Ron Tucker tried to leave it there. Here's LeClair. The shot at the crossbar. Incredible scoring chance, 31 seconds in. LeClair had a chance on the backhander, elected the pass, and set up the one-timer.
Did you hear the dink? Did you hear the clank, Judas? What a clank! Off of the crossbar.
Here's LeClair!
You hear that clank? Clank. Oh, man. The Penguins, they had their golden opportunity. This one comes in the second overtime by the Russian. Alex Kovalev. Take a listen.
To it. Centering speed off the outside of the net. Lang held up his man. Here's Yager. This is a full-fledged 3-on-2. Lang for Yager. For Kovalev. Shot hit the post. Alex Kovalev. He scored the first goal of the game and nearly ended the scoring as well. Kovalev brings one off the post off the setup from Yager.
You can hear the ring of the post being hit there. LeClaire crossbar, Kovalev post. We're still tied at one. Final minute of the second overtime. And you can already hear Steve Levy's voice start to grow weary.
The Flyers get turnover in the neutral zone. Here's Lang just trying to backhand it in. Jason does so. There's a shot from McGill as he released. Final minute of play in the second overtime period. There's no score. We're on the third and the fourth and the fifth, however long it takes.
Wow.
How about that? He says fifth.
Isn't that crazy? And you can hear him, too. And then the guys started to skate like they were in mud. What an incredible test of will. Now in the third period, the Penguins back on the power play. And there's that man again, Alex Kovalev.
Malkin and Priyaga now. McGillis out to greet him. Straka for Lang. Back to the point. Malkin across for Kovalev. Kovalev shot.
Perfect execution by the Penguins. Sharp passing right through the seam. And he just missed it.
Wow. He had a wide open net and he missed it. Kovalev hits the outside of the goal. Still tied at one. Flyers get a power play. Now it's later in the third overtime. And it looks like Recky's got a golden chance. Take a listen.
Tugnut got a stick on it. Now the Flyers get set up the power play. Squirts free in front. Shot stopped by Tugnut. And he had no idea where it went. Stopping Mark Recky there.
That had every right to go in the net. From a shooter's point of view, they're saying, oh, you are a lucky bag of dirt.
Oh, that's great. Recky, Tugnut doesn't even know it. And Tugnut, a lucky bag of dirt. So now we reach the fourth overtime. Guys are getting slow. Guys are skating in molasses. 25 seconds left in the period. And Levy lets it known. It's the third longest game in NHL Stanley Cup playoff history.
We're now the third longest game in National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoff history. Here's Recky looking to see if he has any help. Recky the shot. Shot! And nearly put in by Janssen, the Pittsburgh defender. Where did Mark Recky get the strength left in his body to release that kind of shot?
Now, I got to ask you a question before we play the final. Where were you during it? Did you watch this? Did you see the game?
I must have, but I would have been six. So, I mean, probably in my house with my dad. I guess, right?
Right, you're six.
When I was 6 years old, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Like, I watched this morning, and these are one of the games where you hear all the stories about, like, people my age. You hear all the stories. You know what happened. You know who scored the game-winning goal. You know against what team. But I never watched it in full. And I pretty much watched it in full today. I scrolled through a couple times. But I pretty much watched all 3 hours this morning.
It's pretty wild, wasn't it? I mean, when you think about it, you know, that, like, for someone that hadn't seen it, to see it like this, wow, it must have been, because it's funny. 1-1, it's boring. Like, yeah, a couple good chances. But, you know, it wasn't a thrilling 6-5, like, later in those Flyers-Penguin game series later on. But it was wild, like, just to go that long. You saw in that fourth overtime how tired those guys were.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. They scored 2 minutes in the game. The Penguins were up 1-0, 2 minutes into the game. And then it's 1-1, and then it ends up being 2-1.
Amazing. Of course, it would all set up for the fifth overtime heroics by Keith Prima, who would end it. And he went from, if you remember, the GOAT, because people did not like Keith Primo, to becoming a huge playoff hero. Take a listen.
Richardson backhands it up. The Penguins were changing. They're able to come out relatively easy. It's Keith Primo with a first. Primo cuts the attack, scores! There it is! Keith Primo! The much maligned center of the Philadelphia Flyers wins this game in the fifth overtime. And the Flyers go back to Philadelphia with the series even at two games apiece.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
Wow.
You sing the orange and the black, the orange and the black.
Oh my God. How about it? How about it? It's funny, I didn't realize the cut where he says the much maligned Flyers center, Judas.
It's a good line.
Because he was. He was much maligned. Wow, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.